Hello and welcome to Matt D'Elia is Confused. This is Matt D'Elia and the entire West Coast is on fire. So that's cool. We really needed that this year. We absolutely needed that this year. Because this year wasn't shitty enough. I'm in California. I'm in Los Angeles, as many of you know. Can't really go outside without breathing in you can't go outside without breathing in an entire pack of cigarettes every time you step outside. Which is nice. And I'm sure some of you, or many of you, have probably seen the pictures of the San Francisco fires, which I believe is called the August fire. I can't even keep up. There are so many. I think the Oregon one is the worst. The August fire just north of San Francisco or Sacramento is the biggest wildfire in terms of acreage that California has ever known. So yeah, it's fucking great. But the one down, the shit down in LA, I can speak firsthand to that. I mean, when I see the pictures of the one outside San Francisco, it looks like a still from a bad movie. It looks like some Book of Eli shit. I can't believe I just shit on a Denzel movie in public. Denzel Washington is the single greatest entertainer of all time. And obviously, if he's the single greatest entertainer of all time, he's the single greatest actor of all time. And if anybody says otherwise, fucking, we can step outside and settle this once and for all. But yeah, it looks like Book of Eli in the pictures of the fire outside of San Francisco. And there's shit going on for real. I saw footage of it and I read about it and it's real. I thought it was a fake thing, like Sharknado. Like Sharknado is a fake thing. That thing on the fucking Sci-Fi Channel about, or tornado, a tsunami that takes the sharks out of the water and onto the land, and the sharks attack, and that guy fucking Ian Ziering from 90210 is in it, and Tara Reid's in it, and it's so fucking bad. I thought it was fake when I first read it, the thing I'm about to say, but it's real. And if you doubt me when I say it, you can look it up if you want, but you could also take my fucking word for it. It's real. It's called a Firenado. And that sounds like a slang term or a casual fucking term. It's not. It's what meteorologists call it. A Firenado is a tornado within a fire that is basically a tornado that is full of fire. I mean, I don't know what else to say. That's what it's fucking called. And those are in existence in real life, and they're really happening right now in the fire up north. Now, the fire down in LA, when you wake up, it's dark. In the middle of the day, it's dark. At night, it's dark. It's always dark. It's some fucking Book of Eli shit for real. California's burning, and just like in 2018 when the campfire, which actually in terms of death count was significantly worse, even though it wasn't bigger than this fire. Like I said, this is the biggest fire California's ever known. Ever. And it's obviously reignited a large conversation about climate change and how to combat it. And every time there's a big, massive fire, which is every fucking year, at least once in California, and now Oregon as well, there's a whole new conversation about it, as if anybody's going to actually fucking do anything, and nobody's actually going to fucking do anything. The world's just going to keep getting hotter and hotter. The shorelines are going to keep encroaching, encroaching, encroaching. And pretty soon, we're all going to be like fucking Kevin Costner, Jane Triplehorn, and Dennis Hopper in the movie Westworld. That is our certain future. Some people want to slow that down. And there's all different takes on it. Some people want to stop it and reverse it. Some people, like Andrew Yang, want to face it as the reality that it is, as in it's too late and we need to start reacting to that now. Take preventative measures and move people, literally move people inland to higher ground. So fucking depressing, but true. And some people some people, like the person you're about to find out, the person I'm about to play an audio recording of, some people just don't think it's a thing. Now, look, I'm actually, I wouldn't say I'm torn about this, but there's an element of the climate conversation centered around fires that I find a little bit bothersome, and it's the immediate politicization of fires. They are worse because of climate change. They are more prevalent and more likely because of climate change. But they're also happening because of forest mismanagement. That's just a reality. And so this immediate knee-jerk politicization of it seems to be something we should address once the fires are put out, and all energy should go towards putting out the fires, literally. That is an expression, putting out fires. But in this case, literally get the fires fucking over with and then have the conversation. Anyway, that is a small fucking little minor issue, I suppose. But I just saw right before sitting down to do this, I was sent a clip. Okay, so just like in 2018, Donald Trump came to visit California begrudgingly because, as everyone knows, he hates anyone on any coast, and particularly California, because Californians, by and large, hate him. And as not most presidents do, but as this president does, anybody who hates him, he outwardly hates back. Even if they're American, who he is supposed to represent, just the same as the people who love him. Oh, well, right? Anyway, Trump begrudgingly came to California again, and today there is a press conference as he's here, as he's visiting, a press conference about what to do in the face of it. And to be full disclosure here, I didn't watch the fucking thing because I don't watch shit like that. Because why would I? I don't need more things to make me upset. I need less. Or rather, if anything, I need less. I don't need to stoke the flames of my mind. So if I can avoid it, I do. And therefore, I don't watch press conferences featuring Donald Trump. However, this one I was sent a clip of, and when it's in 30-second doses, I can take it. And I'm just going to play it for you. The guy who's talking, I don't know who it is. He has something to do with containing or controlling or figuring out forest fires in California. He's at some table set up with microphones with several other people, all wearing masks. One looks like he's definitely with the fire department. So does another one. A couple of them look like maybe politicians. I don't fucking know. The one talking now is wearing a suit, and he looks like all the rest of them with short hair. Looks like you fucking went, looks like I went to high school with him. Okay. So that, and that table is facing Donald Trump, who is not wearing a mask, and he's all alone at his own table solo. And the guy is directing his questioning. The first thing you're going to hear is that guy directing his words at the president. Okay. So just listen to this, and yeah.
And we're seeing this warming trend make our summers warmer, but also our winters warmer as well. But I think one area of mutual agreement and priority is vegetation management. But I think we want to work with you to really recognize the changing climate and what it means to our forests, and actually work together with that science. That science is going to be key, because if we ignore that science and sort of put our head in the sand and think it's all about vegetation management, we're not going to succeed together protecting Californians.
Okay. It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch. I wish science agreed with you.
Hey, well, I don't think science knows, actually. Tom, please.
Fuck! Fuck! You know? He's fucking president! Fuck! Fucking fuck! 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 I mean, you know!
We're not going to succeed together protecting Californians.
Okay. It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch. I wish science agreed with you.
I don't think science knows, actually. Tom, please.
Fuck! I don't think science knows, actually. Hey, man! Science, by nature of being science, knows fucking everything. Okay? That's number one. Number two, don't steal my shit. For anyone listening closely, heard him say K. Don't like that. Don't fucking like the president stealing my shit. I don't blame him because K works and he was getting pissed off. He was getting pissed off and he was in public and he had a microphone in front of his face and he knew he had to fucking answer and he didn't want to answer and he said K. And that's understandable because that is the thing we should do when we're pissed off and don't want to be. However, I don't like that he took my shit. I don't approve of that. That was me opening a fucking Perrier. Why am I not sponsored yet? Perrier, sponsor me. Perrier, sponsor me. And I had to open my Perrier and take a sip because it's 9,000 fucking degrees in here. And it's even hotter because of climate change. And it's even hotter because of the fucking 8 gajillion fucking fires going on right now in California. Book of Eli outside.
I don't really think the science knows.
Fuck! Fuck! He's president. Also, it's gonna start getting cooler. Just watch. What? Yeah, I'm gonna get the fucking popcorn. I'm going to take a seat and watch it get cooler while my state burns down. That's not a response. Also, I don't think the science knows. Fine, fucker. I'm going to start saying that shit when somebody says shit I don't want to fucking deal with. Hey, Matt, those, smoking will kill you. Nah, I don't know. Smoking is going to make me live longer. You'll see. Just watch. Well, you know, Matt, I wish that was true. I just wish the science agreed with you. Well, you know what? I don't think the science really knows. I don't think the science knows. I'm going to keep smoking. He has this thing. Actually, this opens it up into something else that I was thinking about all week, actually. Because he has a there's that new Bob Woodward book called Rage, in which Woodward had 18 phone conversations with him. All of them are recorded, and in them, Trump admits to downplaying the virus because he didn't want to create a panic. And so the media is making a big deal out of that, understandably, because basically he is saying he knew it was more dangerous than he let on, but he didn't want to tell the American people because he didn't trust them to not fly into a panic about it. And with shit like this too, I mean, it's recorded, so it's different, but in general, I think there's a thing that he has, which is, it's just hard to even like wrap your head around the fucked upness of it. But he does such fucked up shit and says such fucked up shit that when you hear about it, you're just like, nah, no, no way. No one said that. No one said that. It has nothing to do with him, right? It's not about defending him. And bear with me here because I'm absolutely not fucking defending him. So fucking chill. But I'm saying when you hear, I think a natural knee-jerk reaction to someone saying the shit he says or doing the shit he does, you're just like, no, that's not a thing someone would say. This fits right in with that. I don't think the science knows. And so you start to do this thing almost automatically where you're like, but did he mean something else? Like when he says, I don't think the science knows. When he recommends ingesting bleach or whatever the fuck to cure coronavirus. You're just like, I don't, because I have a brain, there's the cognitive dissonance going on in my brain where I'm like, but he couldn't, because that's not, how could he possibly, there's no way someone could, and you go down that path, but you go down that path far enough and you end up at, I guess he really just means it. And it's, I guess what my ultimate point is that there's some kind of sick genius in that, saying such fucked up shit so often that it puts normally thinking people into a fucking tailspin. Where you're just like, come on, he must have meant something else. He's the president. I don't think science knows. Ingest bleach. Grab him by the pussy. It's just nonstop shit. But I'm telling you, and I'm not the first to tell you, I hope, but he means this shit. It's unbelievable, but believe it, he means it. And I remember when I was younger, I remember thinking, I don't care what someone is actually like. If they're a good president or a good leader or a good whatever, as long as they're good serving the public well, then fine. Like I remember with Clinton when before I knew way more about what I know about him now, when I thought he was just a philanderer and did the cigar thing with Monica Lewinsky, whatever the fuck, I actually forget the details. But I was like, I don't care. I mean, I care, but I don't care enough to like want him to not be the president. Private character matters not that much to me, but public persona does matter. When you seem like a fucking idiot and are a fucking idiot or are a blustery fucking asshole, who says blustery asshole inflammatory bullshit, who says shit like, I don't think science knows, which is like saying, I don't think the sky is blue. Well, congratulations on that thing that you think, which is fucking not right. You can't think a thing about a fact. You can't think a thing about a fact. You can think the sky is not blue all you want. But it is. Fuck! You know what I mean? It's 8,000 degrees. Got mosquito bites. The world's on fire. Depressing election seasons here. A fucking pandemic is still going on. Everything sucks. Shoes on, get up in the mall, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. King Kong, kick the drum, rolling on like a rolling stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of the bronze. Ding dong, call me on my phone, iced tea and a game of ping pong. This is getting heavy. You know? Collect all my troubles, collect all my grievances, collect all my anger after hearing that song, and I can direct it at the people who made that song. Easier to manage my fury and discontent and confusion, etc., etc., at one thing. And so when I play that song, even though while it's on, I like dancing and singing to it. After it's off, my brain, my normal brain takes back over and advises me that that song's a shit and it's bad for everything, including my mind. And then I'm only mad at that. I'm telling you, it's counterintuitive, but it fucking works. Now I'm not even thinking about the fire burning down my entire state and the shitty fucking election season and my 8,000 mosquito bites and the 8,000 degree weather in here. Or the fucking pandemic. I'm only thinking about sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top, LeBron. That shit is where it's at. When it's on. When after it's on, I fucking hate it. But when it's going, jump up to the top, LeBron. Oh, I know what I know what I need to talk about. I was sent. So there's a lot of, as you all probably know, and might agree with, I don't know. There are still anti-mask protests or whatever the fuck you want to call them. Yeah, protests. And the footage from them, I mean, months ago, on my Quarantine USA episodes, I would play clips from these protests, but they're still going on. And there's one in Utah, I don't know if it was yesterday or today I guess it was this morning. The news story is from this morning. But there's some truly incredible people at these things. And that's the thing that I always come back to. If they're right, why are they these people? Do you know? To not even be political about it, forget the politics. If they're right about masks, why are they them? Because the people who are them are not people who are right about things in general. Do you know what I mean? Like, if there was like an erudite, fucking smart-seeming person at these protests that was just like, look, I don't think masks are the thing. I think masks are actually hurting us, and here's why. And it would just boom, 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 down a list. I might not agree with them, but I'd be like, huh, okay. Well, at least that person has thought it through. But they're all not like that, ever. None of them are like that, ever. Fuck. Anyway, I want to play some shit from this one. And there's one particular part that will hopefully stand out to you. Because it stood out to me. And fucking K. So I'm going to play it right now. That was a nice little taste. All right, here's the whole story. It's like a minute and a half.
Gathered here in front of the Washington County Administration Building, calling for the end of a mask mandate, saying they are tired of not living their normal lives.
No more masks!
And zombies.
Not on the backs of my kids, or are you going to get more federal funding? That's how I feel about that.
Passionate call for action Friday morning in St. George. Several police officers on standby as many locals called concerns about coronavirus spikes overblown.
The flu kills more than coronavirus.
Others calling the virus a hoax or stating...
I just want to interrupt that right here. That person was 7. So, okay, I'm going to keep going.
The flu killed more people than the coronavirus. I did the poopy and with my mommy. All right, I'm going to keep going.
A passionate call for action Friday morning in St. George. Several police officers on standby as many locals called concerns about coronavirus spikes overblown.
The flu kills more than coronavirus.
And I did
a
poopy.
Others calling the virus a hoax or stating that asymptomatic carriers simply do not exist and they cannot be forced to wear masks anywhere as citizens of the United States.
If we want to wear a mask, that's fine. We can take care of ourselves.
Some rally attendees say they shouldn't ever wear masks if they have any medical issues or mental health concerns, or if they feel they simply can't breathe.
When George Floyd was saying, I can't breathe, and then he died, and now we're wearing a mask, and we say, I can't breathe, but we're being forced to wear it anyways.
But many...
the worst fucking equivalency ever! Come on! Fuck! Don't fucking say that! Fuck! Here's the thing about the I can't breathe in the masks argument. Well, there was a fucking politician somewhere in Arizona or wherever the fuck that got in serious shit for saying exactly what that woman just said. Here's the thing about masks, though. People wear masks all the time of all different kinds. Firefighters wear masks. Doctors wear masks. A lot of people wear masks. I wear a mask when I go outside. Nobody ever... in the history of ever has stopped breathing and died because they're wearing a mask. That's just not a thing that happens. Okay, so no to that woman. I'm gonna keep going here.
That they believe in all cases, masks jeopardize kids' health. Parents are demanding they have the right to decide what to do with their children.
I'll tell you another reason I'd hate masks. Most child molesters love them.
Fuck! Betty Jake, Washington County resident. I'm going to play that part for you again because what fucking wow, okay?
I can't breathe. But we're being forced to wear it anyways.
But many say that they believe in all cases, masks jeopardize kids' health. Parents are demanding they have the right to decide what to do with their children.
I'll tell you another reason I'd hate masks. Most child molesters love them.
Crowds are protesting them based on a mandate given by the governor.
They blocked off the front entrance.
All right, that's a normal guy. Who cares about the normal guy? I'll tell you another reason I don't like them. Child molesters love them. The Save the Children thing has gotten out of hand. The QAnon Save the Children thing has gotten the fuck out of fucking hand. Why are these motherfuckers so obsessed with child molestation? If you really want to fucking do something, if you really want to save the children, stop worrying about masks. Stop being a believer in QAnon. Stop being a conspiracy theorist. And go down the street to your local fucking church and yank every fucking kid out of that church. Because way more fucked up child molestation shit is going on at places of fucking worship than anywhere else. And that is fact. And I know some of you motherfuckers don't like facts because I don't think the science knows, but it's true. Since the fucking mask mandate's been going on, there hasn't been an uptick in child molestation, okay? That part of conspiracy theories, by the way, has been with us since Salem, since before Salem, all the way up through the Satanic Panic, all the way up through now in QAnon. Why the fuck are these crazy motherfuckers so obsessed with child molestation? I don't know. But they are. But if they really want to save the fucking children, go to your local church, and pull out each and every one of those fucking kids and tell them, hey kid, you want to have a good life? You want to be safe? Leave here. And if you want to come back when you're fully fucking able and can fight back, if somebody does some shit you don't like, then fucking come back as an adult. But you're a fucking kid. And let me tell you something. This place ain't fucking safe for you. It's so fucking stupid. And I guarantee you all these motherfuckers go to church and trust their fucking kids to be at church. No! That's the one place you shouldn't trust your kid to be at. Or I mean, trust your kid, but don't trust the other motherfuckers around him. Child molesters, love them. What the fuck do you know, Betty Jake? Show me the fucking study that says child molesters love masks. These fucking people. If they're right, why are they them? If they were right, they would be other people who are more right about shit. There's no more straightforward argument than that. It doesn't fucking pass the sniff test. It doesn't pass the eye test. If you're right, Betty Jake, why are you you? And why are you not someone else who's more right about shit? That sounds too simple and too simplistic to be true, but it just fucking is. Why are all of these motherfuckers them? They need to be other people for me to believe them. And that's just the fucking stone cold facts on the ground, okay? Nah, I don't think the science knows. Oh yeah? Fuck you. All right. Wow. I mean, I'm so fucking hot. I'm going to take a break right now, and I will be back, and I'm going to shit on some fucking liberals on the other side. So I'm going to try to keep it fucking fair and balanced, just like Fox News, fair and balanced. Okay. Don't go anywhere. Matt D'Elia is confused. We'll return right after the break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
And I'm back. Fuck. Just one last thing about what I was talking about earlier. My main man, fucking Vic Berger, on Instagram at Vic Berger IV. Follow him. He makes the funniest fucking videos. And he already made one about the fucking Trump shit I was talking about earlier about climate change. I'm going to play it for you now, but you should watch it too because it's fucking hilarious to see as well. But it's funny to listen to, so fuck it. I'm going to play it here. I like it too much. I love you, Vic.
I'm not denying climate change, but it could very well go back.
If you have a windmill anywhere near your house, congratulations. The noise causes cancer.
It'll start getting cooler. You just watch.
I wish science agreed with you.
Hey, well, I don't think science knows. Trust me, I'm like a smart person. I'm not denying.
Trust me, I'm like a smart person. Really? Then why are you you? If you're a smart person, you'd be someone else who is smart. Trust me. I'm like a smart person. Okay. Also, Donald, stop stealing K. That's fucking mine.
Mine? Mine.
All right. So moving on from fucking assheads on the right side of the spectrum, going to move on over to assheads on the left side of the spectrum. HBO has a new thing out, a new movie out. Written by Paul Rudnick, directed by Jay Roach, called Coastal Elites. And I could tell you what it is, but first I'm going to just read the official synopsis. Five characters make confessions under quarantine that touch on their lives during the 2020 pandemic and living in a world of deeply divided politics. Now, I believe it is put forth as a satire. There's two things about that I want to say. Satires are funny, and I didn't even smile once while watching this. And also, satires don't prop up and empathize with the thing they're portraying. They fucking roast them. What happened to satire? When did everybody lose their fucking teeth? Satire is the most lackluster fucking pussy shit in the world now. Nobody has the courage to actually do it. The last big satire movie, if you could even call it that, I know it called itself that, was Jojo Rabbit. Called itself an anti-hate satire. That shit was on the poster. If you got to put that on the fucking poster, you are not bold enough to be making a satire in the fucking first place. An anti-hate satire? Oh, yeah? You just fucking pulled the teeth out of your own fucking movie. You got to fucking spoon feed us what it is? Then it ain't a fucking satire. Anyway, Coastal Elites is actually the five characters are all just obviously Coastal Elites. And when I first heard about it, I thought, and I didn't know who made it. I knew it was an HBO thing, but I thought it might have teeth because it seemed like something that was going to make fun of itself, make fun of Coastal Elites, which, you know, you can do. If you are a Coastal Elite, which I suppose I qualify as, I'm able to make fun of me and my own. There's plenty to make fun of, but this shit just nibbles at the edges and takes like little soft punches on the painless parts of the body, but is really just showing us five characters that we're supposed to see ourselves in. Which is to say, it's for only one kind of person with one kind of ideology. The kind that the title would imply. And just to give you an idea of how successful of a movie it is, I'm going to, I'm just going to go in order. I'm going to read some user reviews, or at least the first couple lines of them, from IMDb. So this first one says, 10 out of 10. Excellent. And here's the review. This speaks to my soul and mirrors my fears and anger that people so devoid of compassion could end up, quote, leading this country. Okay. 9 out of 10. Powerful. Leave it at that. HBO throws down the gloves in a brave and bold stand against the current administration. My apologies for refusing to say his name. They're largely preaching to the choir, I suspect, at this point. Oh, yeah? What makes you say that? 9 out of 10. Loved it. Such great writing and acting. Each of the five pieces is a tour de force. No, it's not. The writing and the acting are incredible, and it all fits together powerfully in the end. No, it's not. Yeah, the actors are actually good. I'll give it up. I'll give it up to them. 10 out of 10. Truth. Truth. Get used to it. You may not like it, which means you need a reality check. By the way, if you can't tell, these are not reviews that would imply the viewer understood it as a satire. 9 out of 10, intelligent entertainment. They have to make this a series. 10 out of 10, worth watching and everyone can identify with the characters. If you can identify with a character in a satire, you fucked up. You fucked up making it. 10 out of 10, gripping, honest. This film captures the dynamics so many of us are facing during these particularly confounding times. 1 out of 10, they made a movie about their TDS, which obviously is Trump Derangement Syndrome. This was beyond pathetic, cringeworthy television. Leftist haters are taking a thing to a new low, just sad, and then a sad face emoji. 1 out of 10, just trash. The worst, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Not funny in the least, and just who you'd expect to see. Don't waste your time, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. 1 out of 10, utter garbage. Typical unintelligent leftist propaganda. So far, the absolute rock bottom movie this decade. I mean, come on, I wouldn't go that fucking far. You seen any Marvel shit? Only speaks to the narrow-minded members of the leftist sect who live in their bubble of hate and rioting on the streets. Sad to see. 1 out of 10, nothing to see here. 1 out of 10, politics and pandering for idiots. 1 out of 10, America is not the world, for fuck's sake. I mean, it's literally all people who give it rave reviews, who are liberal, and all people who give it the absolute worst possible review, who are not liberal. I'm liberal. But this shit is not what I want to fucking see. I'm on the far fucking left and I don't want to see this shit. If you're going to satirize us, make fun of us. Just fucking do it, though. Don't fucking pull the punches and really just show, like... I mean, you got to fucking see it. If you see it and laugh, I don't know what to tell you. I feel bad for the actors, though. I do. As I often do. Most actors are fucking good. Just in general. But I don't know. I don't know. Coastal Elites. If anybody listening saw it and liked it, fucking write to me and tell me why. Maybe it just fucking floated past my brain. Anything's possible, obviously. Also, before I go, I want to talk about, am I the only one who gets so many emails and texts asking them to donate to various candidates that it makes you want to jump out a window? Any window, the nearest window? I can't tell you every day how many fucking emails and texts I get asking me to donate from fucking politicians, from campaigns that are nowhere near me. Help Democrats turn Kentucky blue. Get Mitch McConnell out of office. I live in California. I live in California. Do you understand what that means? People in Kentucky should do that if they want to. What the fuck would I be giving money to a place in Kentucky for? To a candidate in Kentucky for? And I know the actual answer. So that Democrats control the fucking Senate and the House and they can push shit through. But that's the government in Kentucky. That's the government in the state of Kentucky. Yes, I want Amy McGrath to fucking beat Mitch McConnell. Yes, I would like to shit on Mitch McConnell's head. But more than that, I want Kentucky people to want to shit on Mitch McConnell's head and figure out a way to get his ass out. Because if Kentucky people want Mitch McConnell to run their fucking state, that's what they make their fucking bed. They got to sleep in it. I get so many fucking emails. People in Virginia, people in fucking House seats in Texas. counties I never even fucking heard of. And I swear I'm convinced it's because I donated to Hillary's campaign in 2016 because I got none of that shit during the Obama years. When I was a fucking poor guy. And when I became a non-poor guy, I started giving money. And I started giving money to Hillary and other various California things because I live in California. And somehow my shit got in the fucking database. And now every fucking Democrat, by the way, it's not even only Democrats. It's like every fucking campaign ever has a list of people who have ever donated to anything and they just blast shit out. The best part is I didn't use my real name when I donated to Hillary. I used the name Phil. I used the name Phil Harmonica. Okay, I'm laughing because that's dumb. I'm not laughing because that's funny. fucking so stupid. Anytime I get an email or text, like I literally, the reason I'm thinking about this is I just got a fucking text. I already deleted and blocked the number, but it started with, "Hi, Phil." So when I see that, I immediately know to not read it. It's some fucking campaign in fucking Indiana asking me for my money. By the way, it's a little fucking uncool for campaigns to be just texting random motherfuckers and being like, "Can I have your money?" Hey, nobody has money anymore. Nobody has money anymore. Just run your campaign in a way that you don't need my money. Give me my money. You don't need other people's money who have none. Do you know what I mean? Nobody can afford fucking anything right now. Nobody can afford fucking rent. They're not going to fucking give you money to get some congressman out of a seat in Colorado. "Hi, Phil. It's Betsy from fucking the Colorado Congressional District for Tom Seavers. Do you have $5 so we can get turn this district blue?" Fuck you! Get your own money from people in fucking Colorado for Tom Seavers. Also, because I like care, I'm interested in politics and I don't want to only see what people on my side say. So like I look at what fucking people on the right say as well. And now every fucking time I go onto YouTube, I get a fucking Trump ad. Here's the thing though. If I'm already engaged in politics and I'm paying attention to what people are saying, I've made up my mind. Why are you showing me an ad? There's no way in fucking hell I'm voting for Donald Trump. You should be sending ads to people who never click on political shit. Scare the shit out of them. Not people who are already engaged. Anybody who's already engaged already knows who they're going to fucking vote for. Speaking of not knowing who you're going to vote for, who the fuck are all of these people who apparently still can't decide? What more do you want? From grab him by the pussy to I don't think the science knows. You either like that guy or you don't. And that's all this election is going to come down to. How could you possibly be undecided? If you're undecided, I don't trust you to walk my fucking dog. If you're undecided about who you're going to vote for, I don't trust you to get my fucking mail. I don't trust you to get your own mail. I don't trust you to do anything. And yet, the fate of our nation is in your hands. So once again, we're fucked. All right. Well, here's the thing. I believe this is going to be not quite an hour. I usually go for an hour, but I'll be doing another episode this week anyway. So you guys will be getting plenty of my fucking voice anyway. But on top of that, it's even hotter in this recording room than it usually is. And I'm probably going to fucking pass out. In fact, I'm currently leaning against the wall while I sit because I feel like I'm going to die. But I'm going to make it. I'm going to persevere. And do me a favor and do yourself a favor. Remember that all of the world's problems are not your problems. You have enough on your fucking plate right now. So when you go on fucking Twitter or when you look at the news, try to fucking take a deep breath and remember most of the shit doesn't apply to you. Care what you care about and care deeply. I'm just saying, don't let it overwhelm you, or try not to. It's fucking hard. I know I'm not always capable of doing that myself. That's why I say it though. I'm looking out for you guys. Get your merch at the Matt D'Elia Is Confused merch store at mattdelia.com/store. Free shipping on orders over $100. And as I've said before, we are now shipping to Canada as well as the United States. Europe and Australia are next. Not quite there yet, but on the way. So stay tuned. And for you Americans and Canadians, for you Americans and Canadians, order your shit now if you haven't already, before we go out of stock again. And then you're going to have to wait till we restock. All right. I love you all. Take care of yourselves. And I will talk to you soon. Okay.